Someone asked me about saying Slichos earlier than Chatzos before 12:45 these days. Is it permitted? Could you go to an 8 o'clock minyan? Could you go to a 10:30 minyan? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the first simon, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. Mechaber writes, Yinogin Lokum Bashmaras. Person wakes up Bashmaras, Lomar Slichos V'tachanunim, in order to say Slichos. What does Ashmaras mean? So Mishabur quotes from the Achronim, the Sof HaLaila, the end of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shat Be'olam Hazev, Hu Eis Ratzom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, he's hovering around, and that's an Eis Ratzom. That's why we do at the end of the night, close to morning, right before Alos. That's the ideal time. But the ideal time is really the end of the night, so why do many shuls have minyanim after Alos? During a 7 o'clock minyan, a 7:30 minyan. So it's brought down in the name of the Mata Ephraim, the Aruch HaShulchan, that many places say Slichos even during the day, after Alos. It's such a practice. That's what's been done. And the explanation given is that since the days themselves are days of Ratzon, whether it be a nighttime or daytime, the entire day is available. These are Eis Ratzon. So one may daven even after, say Slichos, even after Alos. Despite the fact that the most Eis Ratzon is immediately prior to Alos, the Ashmaras, the end of the Laila, still, nonetheless, it's still considered Eis Ratzon, and one's allowed to daven as late as Mincha time until Mincha, says the Chavadas. The Chavadas writes in Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Vav, one can say Shlichos up until Mincha, because all the entire day is really an Eis Ratzon. So if really the ideal time is the Ashmaras, the end of the night, right before Alos. So why do we, the first night, say a Chatzos? Why does everybody wake up? We stay up late to say Chatzot, says around 12:45 for the very first night of Slichos and Motzei Shabbos. So the Mat Ephraim says, among other Acharim, since we say in the Slichos on the first night, Bizakosim Bod Leil, and we say Ratzas Yirasim Bamdim Belelos, we speak about the Koch of night. So therefore, in the first night, at least the first day of Slichos, it's customary to say it Balaila at Chatzos. If one were to say these Slichos for the first night during the daytime, though, which many shuls, many yeshivas have such a custom, they don't want the kids, the bachurim, to be so tired for staying up so late. So they have a regular schedule for Sunday morning, and they have Slichos during the day. So in such places, it's brought down that one should omit the words Laila, so it doesn't appear Mechzik Kishikr. It doesn't appear as if a person saying night, when in fact it's really not nighttime. But again, the reason why the first night we're Makbid, to having it a Chatzos, is because of Laila. So can we do it Chatzos at other nights, or is it only the first night? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Gimel Mabez, tells us that there's a machlokis, but the various mishmaros, the different guards and the posts that we have up in Shemayim, so there's a machlokis, whether there are three shifts or there are four shifts. So according to the opinion that says that there's three shifts, so it's broken up in thirds, there is no Chatzos, there's no middle. But according to the opinion, excuse me, that says that there are four shifts, so then there would be a Chatzos right in the middle between shift two and shift three, that would be Chatzos, that would be midnight. So such a concept exists. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin that there are three mishmaros at Laila or four mishmaros? So Shulchan Aruch brings down right in the beginning of Or HaChaim, Simen Aleph Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and when it talks about Tikkun Leil Chatzos, is not really Chatzos according to the Mechaber, he writes, Tamashkim Leishchani Lefnei Boru, a person wants to wake up in order to daven to Hashem, Yechavin Lashal Shemishtanos HaMishmaros. He should be careful. The moments the Mishmaros, the moments the shifts change, those are very important times of Eis Ratzon. Shein B'Shlish HaLaila, every third part of the night, it changes. U'Lasof Shnei Shlishi, and then the second third of the night. U'Lasof HaLaila, and the end of the night, that's the time for a Tefillah She'es Palal Ba'os and Hashals Al Churban Val Galus Ritzuyo. Those are the ideal times, opportune times to daven on the Churban and Galus, that we should be redeemed in the coming of the Mashiach. But according to the Mechaber, there are only three Mishmaros. There's no concept at all of Chatzos according to the way the Mechaber paskins. But despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, the Magen Avraham brings down in the name of the Zohar that we actually have four Mishmaros, and there is a big concept of Tikkun Chatzos in Eis Ratzon. The Machzeh Shekel explained because the Zohar wasn't yet revealed, but now that we have the Zohar, we're able to assume that we paskin that there are four Mishmaros, and there is a concept of Tikkun Leil Chatzos and davening at midnight. So because of that concept of Tikkun Chatzos in general, the Magen Avraham talks about in general davening at Chatzos, so at least on the Leil Rishon of Shlichos, we're makbid in this particular Indian of davening at Chatzos, the first night of Shlichos. Rav Moshe writes in Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Hei, the practice to say Chatzos is like the Magen Avraham, and if one wants L'chachila, one could say them at Chatzos the rest of the times of Slichos, during the rest of the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, during all of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But because it's such a tircha to stay up so late, we allow people to say it right before Alos, to wake up a little earlier than normal. It's less tircha to wake up early than to stay up very late. That's what the Rav Moshe writes, but he seems to indicate that ideally it is an inyan to say chatzos all the other nights. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv argue and say it's better to say in the morning than chatzos in general, with the exception of the first night. The first night, there's a special inyan, like we mentioned before, dafka balayla, but all the other days, he says it's supposed to be done at balayla, because the Shulchan Aruch says, bashmaris. We said in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, a person should ideally say bashmaris, which is the end of the night, right before alos. That's the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. Now, when exactly can you start the slichos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, one can begin Ashrei and L'chashem at Staka right before Chatzos, when you're saying, referring to at nighttime, the first night of slichos. You could even say the beginning parts before Chatzos, so long as the Yud Gimel Midos are only mentioned after Chatzos. You can't mention Yud Gimel Midos prior to Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah writes, Bechol Ofen, no one should ever say Yud Gimel Midos before Chatzos any night. And certainly on Motzei Shabbat, because of Leil Shabbos, the Kedush of Shabbos, you certainly have to wait until after Chatzos. But you could start Ashrei and L'chashem at Staka and everything else before Chatzos. But Rav Yashiv argues and says, no, everything should be said afterwards, even Ashrei, even L'chashem at Staka, because we want that all our tefillos are being said b'eis ratzon, and the ideal eis ratzon is after Chatzos. Can you ever do it earlier than Chatzos? So Rav Moshe, we mentioned before, he was asked if one could ever say before Chatzos, in place where it's dangerous to be outside till late at night. So that's not no good for us. But let's say a person's in place in Europe and France where it's very dangerous to be out at night. Can you say it before Chatzot? And the one asking the question to Rav Moshe, Rav Ephraim Berman, he suggested that based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Ches, that whenever you daven in a tzibur, and whenever you daven in a Beis Knesses, that's considered an Eis Ratzon. So maybe it's an Eis Ratzon. If you daven in a tzibur and a Beis Knesses prior to Chatzot, you fulfill you've achieved an Eis Ratzon because it's a shul and it's a minyan. Rav Moshe likes that svar very much, but he says at the same time, even though it's an Eis Ratzon in terms of place and people, you still want the time to be an Eis Ratzon when it comes to Slichos. And the Zman of Eis Ratzon only happens after Chatzos. So a person shouldn't daven prior to Chatzos. But what if the person wouldn't say it if not before Chatzos? Let's say that's the only situation he would say it, and if it's not going to say it the next morning, unlikely this will ever happen, because a person could always just wake up the next morning and wake up 20 minutes earlier and say Slichos, but let's say there's a circumstance. Or a person could only say it before Chatzos and he won't have a chance afterwards. He's going to surgery or whatever the case might be. So Moshe says, as a Harash Shah, one may say it earlier since there's no source in the Gemara for saying Slichos. It's a custom brought down al pi Kabbalah, which means there's no Isser involved. There's not an Isser involved. So therefore, a person can say it before Chatzos because there's no real source for this. But what it means is that if you're saying it prior to Chatzos, so then the Yud Gimel Midos that one might say wouldn't have any effect, and you won't get the Haftacha of Shelo Yachzer Reikam. Right? We're told the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever you want to do tshuva, say the Yud Gimel Midos, and you won't be answered empty, your answers will be fulfilled. So you're not going to get the Haftacha, because Kabbalah tells us it doesn't work prior to Chatzos. You can still say it, it's still Slichos. At least a person could get some level of inspiration from saying the Slichos and to do tshuva. That could be accomplished even before Chatzos. But he wanted to emphasize that it's a very, very, very b'dieved to do it before Chatzos. Now, let's say a person does have to do this before Chatzos, so then he suggests, or Moses suggests, that maybe a person should try to go based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, who paskin that there are really three mishmaros, there really are three shifts. Then you could try to be mechabin to break them down, and say it after the first shlish, which is around an hour and 40 before Chatzos, which nowadays would be around 11 o'clock or so. So if you hit 11 o'clock, even though a person shouldn't say them before Chatzos, you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch that every shlish of the night is considered another Eis Ratzon, and say it at those times. But again, the Rav Moshe emphasized very much that this is only Harosha, a Shas Techak, if really a person can't say it any other time. Now, I mentioned before, could you say the Yud Gimel Midos prior to Chatzos? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quotes him as well. B'shum Ofen, a person cannot say Yud Gimel Midos prior to Chatzos based on Kabbalah. It's brought down in some Svarim, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes some Chassidim, some Tzaddikim that would say it before Chatzos if it's hard to stay up afterwards. Or Moshe permits them to be said as well, but he emphasizes that again, that this is only B'shas at the Chak, a person could say them. But certainly Matzah Shabbos, a person should refrain from saying Yud Gimel Midos and Vidoy as well because of Kedushas Shabbos.